This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And welcome back to Martian Bayou Spring Fling broadcast today, year number 3. And joining us now is Captain Brad D'Alfonso, Spec Dat Charters. And Brad, I got a couple of questions here. I don't want to hit you with those right away. But tell us a little bit about Spec Dat Charters. How long you've been fishing? Where do you fish? What do you concentrate on?
Yeah, good morning, Don. We fish out of Lake Catherine Island Marina. I've been running Spec Dat Charters out of there for about 6 years now. It's been doing pretty good. It's been a nice little run. Fishing's picked up. We've had some good runs, especially since we had that our last spillway opening. Fishing's progressively gotten a lot better since that, especially for our estuaries. So it's been doing well.
What kind of boat do you run?
I run a 24-foot Blazer Bay 2400. I got a 300 Yamaha on the back over.
Ideal boat for doubling up, you know, double duty. When you got to handle, you know, maybe a choppy leg Pontchartrain or leg Bourne, but at the same time, you got to get in those flats sometimes for those reds.
She can get pretty skinny. She can get skinny. She can handle a chop. She does a very good job. I always was told that was a good boat to buy. So when I saw one come available, I jumped on it pretty quick.
Do you specialize in any particular type of trips or clientele? I mean, you mentioned you had some wedding groups coming out there, you know, some of the bachelor party people. Do you take families, kids, or is it open to anybody?
It's open to anybody, from any novices to full experienced fishermen. I mean, when people ask what we, you know, do we target a specific species, you know, given the day, we fish the weather. You got to play the weather almost like a golf game. Every day is going to change. And when you go out there, you know, you might not be able to fish on the bridges of the big open lakes. You may have to tuck into some marshes. You know, the cleaner water might be filtered by the grass. You might have to move around. So those are the days you might pick up on some redfish patterns, things like that.
You know, it's always fascinated me on the number one target saltwater fish. You know, for years and years, it was speckled trout. And then it kind of seemed like redfish is creeping in there. What is the balance of your trips? What do you get customers to ask you? Speckled trout fishing versus reds? Or is it people who just say whatever's on the hook?
Honestly, you get a lot of your local people, they want their speckled trout. That's the local fave. I always say that's your local fave. A lot of the out-of-town groups, they want to feel that fight of the redfish. Mm-hmm. They want to feel that they fight like nothing else, you know, and you get a good one on. And it's always fun those days where you catch a couple of small ones, and then you get that one good one, and it's like, whoa, there it is, you know. Yeah, that's what we've been waiting for.
Drum and flounder show up, too.
Drum and flounder have been doing very very well. We've been having some really good seasons with the flounder the last couple of years.
All right, we're going to take a break, and I got a couple questions coming in on our text message board for you. If you got one for Captain Brad D'Alfonso of Spectat Charters, he specializes in Pontchartrain, Bourne, Lake Catherine, the area right here, close to Mandeville, Slidell area. We appreciate your calls and questions, and we'll be back to do it right after this. We're broadcasting today from Marsh and Bayou, not the real Marsh and Bayou. We're at the retail store in Mandeville. Don Dubuque along with Chris and Ben right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Network. Well, we don't expect any fishing reports for today. Now, tomorrow's looking a little bit better weather-wise, but today you can come to the Spring Fling here in Mandeville. Got some super deals on a wide variety of fishing gear and tackle of all types, and we'll be talking a little bit more about that. Lots of food and refreshments and some prizes to win, too. And we also have a special guest joining us, Captain Brad D'Alfonso of Spectat Charters. And Brad, I got a couple of questions came in. We had one person that said they enjoy fishing Highway 11, and they want to know if there's a way to access it without having to come through Lake Pontchartrain. That's from Doug. What would you say?
Yeah, good morning, Doug. You know, Highway 11 is a good bridge to fish. Of course, you really can access it through Ways and Pontchartrain, but if you're coming on the south end, you got Chef Pass, which several marinas on that side. Even if you launch at Lake Catherine Marina, you can always run through Marquez Canal and get through that way and stay real protected waters. You know, just got to play that wind, see which way it's blowing.
All right, good advice. Also, we got this one says, looking at the foggy crystal ball, what do you guys think about the Bonnie Carey this year? Is the river staying low enough to not open? The spillway acts like poison in our fishery.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think we got to let that one. Mother Nature's, going to take its course. Of course, we hope that we don't see a spillway opening, because we've had some really good numbers, and I think that's got a lot to do with that staying closed.
Absolutely. I got another one in from Big E. He's listening down in Thibodeau. He says he recently tried walking the dog for the first time. He caught two beautiful specks with an exclamation point, and I can understand if that's your first hit on a topwater. He says it's exciting anticipating the strike. What is your favorite topwater lure when you fish topwater? So do you? And I know when you got people inexperienced, you want to kind of stay away from, because it can be a little dangerous with all those hooks flying around.
Yeah, trouble hooks, I stay away from them. I don't really do much on the top water lures. I grew up fishing popping corks and tried and true. Even on our trip, we went and threw our popping corks. So.
As far as my favorite, the Top Dog would be my favorite. Two colors I like. I like the chrome with the blue, and I also like, believe it or not, the red and white is produced for me. Chris?
Well, they have, so Sixth Sense makes a topwater called the Speed Wake, which is it's a topwater, but you really don't have to do much. It's a jointed bait, so it kind of works itself. It's a cast retrieve thing, and we have plenty of customers that just, we get them in and they go, so obviously they're effective. I would look into those for sure.
Yeah, topwater fishing is phenomenal. Well, Brad, give me a typical day if I book you. What can I expect when I come out with you? And I'm sure a lot of people expect different things. I mean, I've seen customers that want the guide to put the shrimp on the hook for them. Some of them they want them to cast. If they're, you know, a lot
Absolutely.
Of times people are not experienced at casting. What or you can just leave them on their own if that's how they want to be.
Yeah, you know, I try and, you know, it's part of the charter experience. I say, you know, you can sit back, just relax. We're going to get the shrimp for you. I'll bring them right to you. You just stay put. We'll get them hooked on there for you. Main reason, of course, is, you know, sunscreen, bug spray, stick your hands in the net of the tank and all
it's
your
over.
Shrimp are going to die pretty quick. So that kind of, but no, you know, you get on the boat. I like everybody to stay relaxed. I always start off asking everybody, you know, what hand are they comfortable with reeling with and so on and so forth. And you kind of feel the customer out. Of course, if they need help casting, we help, you know, make the cast. Sometimes I tell people, look, you can drop it straight down. You know, if you're fishing a deep hole, I'm not being lazy and don't feel like helping you, but you can just drop it straight down and that works. You know, as we get into spring, we'll definitely be fishing a lot of Lake Pontchartrain, and then kind of transitioning Lake Pontchartrain into Catherine and Lake Bourne as it transitions into summertime.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you at removing hardhead catfish for customers?
Awesome catfish flipper. we don't grab those. We gladly handle blue cats, but not the hardheads.
You clean the fish for the customers?
Absolutely, yes, sir. That's all included.
Very good. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, how can they do it?
You can reach my cell phone at 985-259-9170. Reach in at spec.charters.net, Facebook, and Instagram.
Very good. Very good. Chris, tell me about your trip with Brad.
It was great. I mean, it was not the best conditions as far as wind and all that, but we made it happen. It was us two and my rider, Ray Hunts, and we just got out there. And, you know, it took a minute to find him, but once we found him, it was on. And,
yeah.
You know, live shrimp, and, I think y'all were pretty much fishing with live shrimp.
Yeah, we had the live shrimp,
yep.
And you were throwing a jig, and the jig was definitely successful.
Yeah.
That kind of opened my eyes up a little bit. It was very, very attentive. The redfish are very attentive to that day.
I was throwing the larger, was it the Mega Matrix lemon head? And yeah, just once we found them, it mm-hmm. seemed like we were on, you know, it didn't really matter much what you threw.
Brad, when you're throwing plastic in your, what's your favorite colors?
I always like to, you know, start off with the chartreuse, but I find in the springtime pink or a blue flake works really well in that springtime. But chartreuse, tried and true, can't go wrong with it, especially if you get in those murky water conditions. Green, you know, lighter green, but when you got good clean water, a good pink or a good blue really kicks it.
All right, Brad's going to be around after the store opens for a while, so if you want to come by and chat with him, talk to him, you're welcome to do so. If you want to send us a text message with a question, it's 504-260-1870. Thanks for taking some time and talk to us about fishing your area, Brad. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you all for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll be back, and we're going to be talking to Captain Darrell Carpenter. We'll find out what Grand Isle looks like after this blow comes through with RealScreamers.com. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet. Wallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.